Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 437, Gamescom 2014 Halo Debrief, recorded live on August 12th, 2014. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm.
And I'm your other host, BioWolf.
And we're here on this special occasion to talk about the big announcements at Gamescom from earlier today. As you guys are probably well aware, we got a massive dump of information regarding the Halo Master Chief Collection, Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta, and Halo 2 Anniversary. Lots of cool things, and also something new that I totally didn't see, but it's still a pretty cool thing to talk about for tonight. I want to introduce two guests that are going to be with us tonight to talk about the news that was announced. First off is a returning guest who has been on here a couple of times over the last 2 months or so. He is Justin Bryce over from Drunken Halo Podcast. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. It is good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And then we also have a newcomer to the show. Goes by the name of Unishek. Welcome to Podtacular, man.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good. Well, I hope we have some good discussions for you tonight, as it's being the big Gamescom announcements from earlier today. So let's just dive straight into the thick of things. First off is, of course, the Halo channel announcement. That was kind of the thing that led off of the Halo part of the Xbox briefing at Gamescom early this morning. And lots of cool things to come out of this. I wasn't expecting an announcement of any kind like this channel. I am really excited to see what kind of content they're going to put out there. Of course, it's going to be home to Halo Nightfall when it comes out with the launch of the Master Chief Collection this November. And probably a hub to lots of other community content, streams, other videos, a lot of this cool stuff. What do you guys think of having one dedicated app to basically be your hub for everything Halo on the Xbox One?
Is it kind of look like it's supposed to be like a what Halo Waypoint originally started out as whenever it was just an app on the 360 and they had like links to videos and stuff like that, but it didn't really work all that well for me. Is it supposed to be kind of like
a lot of people have that feeling that it's supposed to be the Xbox One version of the Halo Waypoint app. It is a lot of similar features, vastly improved.
It's going to have like videos up on there. Like they said, they're going to have the bulletins up there and they might be in video form now, the bulletins, as well as in the text that you see on the HaloWaypoint.com.
And a lot of other things that are going to be on there is community polls. There's going to be a basically supercharged Twitch stream integration that basically gives you live time status of the games that are being played on Twitch. So I'm assuming through the native Xbox app the native Twitch app that will be on the Xbox, and just that integration, you're going to be able to have these streams integrated into the Halo channel app. Go and find your favorite streamers, whether they be competitive players, whether they be speedrunners, and actually have some lifetime stats there. As far as maybe multiplayer, you get the kills and deaths of players that are in the game, and you get the event feed there as well. They actually had a video up, which you can go find on Xbox's YouTube channel, or you can find it on a post that we have regarding the Halo channel announcement. And lots of other little cool video things that they have in there. There's also a Halo Encyclopedia functionality where for Halo 4 Unto Dawn and Halo Nightfall, you'll be able to pop out into this experience of what's going on in a particular scene and really dive into what's going on with that story. So as far as the weapons, as far as the characters and vehicles and locations, you're going to be able to dive into a lot of that kind of stuff when it comes to this Halo channel experience.
I like it.
Yeah, the one thing I'm looking forward to the most out of it is the how you can vote on different things. The one thing that they showed was how the little poll popped up, and that will unlock things on the Halo channel itself and in-game stuff on the Master Chief Collection.
Now, that's an interesting point, because the unlocks in there are something we haven't quite heard of, although it's not totally unexpected. We've had the unlocks for the terminal stuff in the previous Waypoint app, but now we're getting in-game content that we'll be able to use by just watching videos or completing certain challenges regarding anything that's going to be in this Halo channel app. So that could be anything from participating to polls to watching certain episodes of Nightfall, or maybe binge watching certain other videos or behind the scenes stuff. And the list goes on and on of the capabilities that the app has.
Yeah, but didn't we see something like that in Halo Waypoint where you had to look through the terminals and unlock certain stuff? Like, isn't that the same concept? But other than the fact that you like are voting on something, but we did see stuff that was unlocked in game before.
But this encourages participation, actually using the app and trying to make it a unified experience and pretty much the destination to go to on the console for all the Halo content. It's basically like they're trying to re-engineer Waypoint, what it was for the 360 on the Xbox One. I think I saw a couple of tweets earlier saying Halo Channel is basically Halo Waypoint X1.
Yeah.
Yeah, they also had a top five. I don't know if you guys saw that flash on the screen while they were doing the Halo Channel. There was a top five logo popping up. So they might do that. Halo's own top five.
And they've actually done top fives in the past. I remember back during Reach when Waypoint was first coming out, that was one of their main focuses. And actually, 6OK was, I think, one of the guys that was behind that back in the day. So it's something that they've tried in the past. And I think with this new interface and just trying to drive an audience to use this app and trying to fill out content for this, because I can imagine how much content you're going to have to put into something like this to just keep things fresh and regular.
Yeah, it's definitely breathing new life into what Halo Waypoint was or wants to be, it seems. Which, in my opinion, is a good deal, like a good thing. Like, this is something that I've been kind of waiting for. You know, Halo Waypoint did the job, but this is so much more. Like, this is something that a lot of Halo fans that are looking into this type of stuff, like if they are constantly on Waypoint, that want to participate a little bit more into community stuff, this is definitely going to be something that a lot of people are going to look at as being amazing.
Hands down. And I think the Twitch integration is probably one of the cooler things that the Halo channel is going to really utilize. As far as having the actual game stats going on in the background, where you have the kill feed, we call it the kill feed. They said it's an event feed in the actual Twitch application within the Halo channel. And then you actually have the 4-on-4 scoreboard down there. I'm not sure if that's how lifetime that's going to be. I would assume with Halo 2 Anniversary, they didn't say it, there was going to be anything like a spectator mode, but maybe with
that's
the capabilities.
What I was just about to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said no spectator mode, but they strongly said that with their integration with Twitch on X1, it will be an unnecessary feature to have spectator mode. They said it in a bulletin when they were first announcing it.
Right. Bravo said, I believe, shortly after the E3 presser.
Yeah, and this is the integration they were talking about, and I love it, dude. It looks really cool.
I'm personally very content with this because you have people that will just go on and stream, especially a lot of the pro players that just go on and stream, and instead of just going to the Twitch app native, you would be going to this Halo channel and driving there, and then you have all these lifetime stats and a full kill feed of what's going on, and it might not be just of the stats that you would see from that one player. You might see a little bit of extra. I don't know what kind of APIs they're going to implement for that. But just having that live time is a big step in the direction of a spectator mode type thing, and especially for doing tournaments.
Yeah. This is something that a lot of people have been looking forward to for a while. Like, hey, they were asking for a spectator mode in Halo for a long time. Granted, it's not, but this is definitely going to suffice.
So is it just basically like watching a Twitch stream with a bunch, like with stats basically integrated into it? Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
Kind of. You have a certain set of stats. So you have basic stats such as kills, deaths, KD ratio, and then you have the kill feed up on the left. And then there is basically the list of the map and the specific game mode that you have. And it looks like there's also another thing up there where it's specific to a game. So we could see all four games support this. I don't know.
I would hope so.
I would hope so as well. The only reason why I think they would put that game identifier up there is because it would be supporting more than one game on launch.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see something like that for across all the games, because there's lots of streamers that prefer Halo 3, lots of streamers that prefer Halo 2, maybe a couple that'll do Halo 4, maybe even go back to Halo CE and stream a lot of those multiplayer maps.
Well, something that they could do is on the Halo channel itself, if you're looking up something strictly Halo CE or Halo 2 related, maybe have its own column. Maybe, I don't know. That's just an idea.
Some organization would be nice.
Yeah.
It's still a pretty fleshed out look just from
the
screenshot that we have.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying, like, if maybe that's something that could possibly come to it. Like, if you're going to want to look up, like, let's see who's streaming some Halo 2 today. You just go into that one column and see the list of people that are streaming Halo 2 or Halo 3 or whatever it is that you're looking forward to. Or if there's any type of content for that Halo, you can just go into that one list. And that way you're not, it's not spread out all over the place. Like, it may be something that may come. You know, that's just an idea.
One of the things that they mentioned in the little press kind of packet that they get, if you go to the Xbox Media press site and everything, is it's supposed to be a customizable experience. So you will be able to do some kind of targeted media for or a presentation that you want whenever you log into Halo Channel. They haven't really gone into detail of what that customization is, and maybe something like that, like a specific game, or you want to follow specific types of videos or news feeds that's going to be filtered through this Halo Channel experience, and then that's where it's going to drive your personal experience on this platform.
Yeah.
Some of the other things for the Halo Channel, though, is there's going to be compatibility with 8.1 platforms. So if you have Windows Phone 8 with the 8.1 update, or you have another Windows Phone device like a computer or a laptop, you're going to be able to use that after you sync it up with Xbox One. So I'm guessing it has some kind of smart glass integration, maybe not quite the same, but you'll be able to go into the Halo Channel app after you've synced with Xbox One and transition from maybe watching something on your Xbox One to watching something on your Windows device, or be able to kind of do the whole smart glass thing where you're watching it on your Xbox and you're able to pull up this
the stats,
additional information. Yeah.
Yeah, they showed that off. That was pretty cool looking.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that I'm wondering, is this strictly for Windows devices, or is it across all tablets and phones?
If it's running Windows 8.1, then it works.
Right.
So I believe that is phones, tablets, and computers running Windows 8.
Okay.
As far as how it's described.
So that would mean that there wouldn't be any other like iOS or Android versions, I would assume.
Probably not. At least not for now. It could be something that they release later. And it's not exactly a smart glass application, so it's something that's a little bit beyond just that API to the Xbox.
Well,
it's probably some kind of extension to the smart glass feature, and they were doing their own kind of proprietary stuff for Halo.
Yeah, you would just think that with the shape that, you know, or it seems like what 343 lately has kind of been all about is about saying, like, no, look, guys, we got this, you know. You'll learn to love us, I swear. And I don't know, as a Mac guy, so take my opinion for what that's worth. I just wish they would you know, throw the iOS little love.
So you guys are getting the Cortana app.
Yeah, I knew that.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be integrated to the Bing app, I believe.
Us Android users don't get that.
I know. I got it now.
Yeah, you and your Windows phone.
Yep.
And you'll get this Halo Channel on your phone too.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess all I was trying to say is you would think that they'd open it up to as many people as possible.
Well, I mean, it's Microsoft, so I'm pretty sure that they're going to want to, you know, that's a whatever they want to do with it, like for their devices, you know, maybe throw it up a little bit more, be like, hey, you know, Halo people may like this a little bit better to switch to our product.
This is likely something, though, that's going to start off on Windows 8 platforms and then slowly migrate over to iOS and Android.
If it follows what they've done in the past with, you know, things that are Halo related that are, quote, exclusive to the Windows platform, originally back in the Reach days, what was it? It was that
Atlas.
It was that, yes, there was Atlas. And that ended up coming out, I know, to at least iOS. I don't know about Android. But and then there was, you know, Spartan Assault and all that.
It eventually came to Android and I bought the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the smart glass that started out Windows exclusive and it slowly branched out to iOS and Android.
Yeah, I thought they got on that quicker, though.
It was pretty quick.
Yeah.
At least for the Xbox One version. I think the Xbox 360 smart glass took a little bit longer. But yeah, for all the Microsoft stuff, it most of the time they start off with the Windows platforms and then they'll slowly migrate over.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know if any of you guys have actually seen the Waypoint app on iOS lately. It's not looking good.
Isn't it still on Reach?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I know that it's still not updated to take advantage of the iPhone 5 screen. So
they've stopped developing
it.
They've stopped support for it a while ago.
Yeah.
I just hope that people actually use the Halo channel, because Waypoint was solid, but I just don't know anyone who used it. You know, they just got to convince people to use the Halo channel, you know, and I feel like it could live.
With all this new stuff that's coming into, I don't have any doubt in my mind that the people won't use this. Like, this is really big. Like, if people are going to get in-game stuff just for doing things on the site, you better believe that people are going to constantly use it. Because you never know. Like, they could have something maybe every month. If you do something every month, you may get a new helmet or a new piece of armor, whatever it is that you're going to be getting. Maybe an emblem. It just depends. But, like, people are nuts when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, that's just one more reason why I hope they put this on more than just Windows platforms. So I can understand, like, computer, like, desktop stuff, you know, desktop/laptop stuff. But especially for, like, mobile, you know, it'd be really nice if you're waiting in line at the pharmacy or whatever. And you got some time to kill.
Just catch the latest episode of Nightfall.
Well, you know, you could do that and be earning points or whatever that could go towards, like, a helmet or something like that.
Yeah, you can do the rewards.
Yeah.
Nightfall is going to be a big push for this to start with, though. And the one concern I have with it is, how are they going to keep content fresh for this Halo channel? Because it's supposed to be this one big giant platform for programming for Halo. And there's already ViDocs that they can kind of put in there, and it's like, oh, you can go back and watch this stuff from a long time ago that you may not have seen with the games. There's the Halo 5 announcement trailer that they put on there just because it's a piece of content that they already had. There's a lot of other stuff that they've showed off over the conventions for this year that they can go and put on there. But there needs to be some kind of media that can keep it fresh, can keep people come back. It's like, oh, this is something new that I haven't quite seen. This would be good to go watch or go view in this experience.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think adding the Twitch integration in there is going to go maybe not a long way, but I would say a pretty good way towards making sure that there's always something somewhat new whenever you hop on, even like, let's say, a year from now, right? Mm-hmm. That's something that is, you know, always constantly changing, you know, what's being streamed on Twitch and all that. Presumably they'll have the, you know, a lot of videos from the past Halo games, so they'll have a pretty large backlog
but for,
or whatever.
For someone like me, though, that's already seen pretty much all the ViDocs, I'm not going to go back and watch them over and over and over again. There's going to be some new content that I want to see.
Maybe you won't, but maybe there's some people who would. I don't know.
You guys remember when Waypoint or Halo 343, they did a live stream and they had it like set up in their studio, and they did like the community pros versus the 343 pros and like ricochet match and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys tuned into that, but it was a really good show. If they could do something like that, even if it was just like bi-monthly, you know, every 2 weeks, that could really help keep things fresh and people going to the Halo channel.
Well, and some of the other stuff that is already with the Halo channel, we have the Twitch integration. So there's going to be a lot of broadcasters on there that's going to take advantage of using that, because you have the added benefits of seeing the stats live time. So that's going to be supported through that. But there needs to be other content than just the features of Forward Unto Dawn, Nightfall, and maybe a couple other random videos, just like the top five. Because while something like the top five is new content that can only be produced so often from the studio, unless they have a team that's dedicated to making videos 24/7.
Yeah.
It's going to be what kind of content are they going to put out. And on the former Waypoint app, they actually did a lot of story videos, and they would post those out on the Waypoint stuff to kind of help bring people that weren't quite as familiar with the Halo universe up to speed on that. I didn't watch too many of those personally. I don't know how many other people went in and watched those lore videos, but what kind of content do you think would need to be put up to keep people interested of all different audiences? I think the lore stuff gets some people, but someone mentioned earlier about doing video bulletins. I don't see that happening necessarily for each one.
I was just about to mention that.
Because they don't have enough content necessarily for
and it would definitely doing videos take for each a one. Long time to do that, you know.
Right.
Well, maybe the way it's done now, I mean, presumably maybe they could do something to the effect of like taking the contents of the bulletin or whatever, mixing that with, you know, maybe some clips, right? Like, I know there's like all the top 5 or top 10 stuff or whatever. Maybe they take a, you know, slightly different spin on that. Maybe they have a thing where, they can answer questions or whatever. Maybe they even have a chat. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out.
That would be an interesting way to kind of use that thing. Do like a Q&A session and do a video of that. That'd be interesting.
Make it a bit more interactive. Make it more like a, you know, a show in quotes.
I'm being officially called out here by Grim Brother 1 that I'm a monster. So 343 thinks I'm a monster right now.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Grim. I'll go watch the lore stuff if you want me to.
I got your back.
There's ideas out there. There's definitely ideas, but it's going to be a matter of what sticks with the community. And I think the Twitch thing is definitely a good start to help people stay in the channel. But they're going to need a lot more stuff in there that's going to be appealing to all audiences. Or at least kind of a variety of content to where maybe certain content hits certain people and then other content is more targeted to other people. Where I think the Twitch is going to be a lot more focused on the people that are highly competitive and usually watch Twitch streams. I think there needs to be some kind of intermediate there for people that are a little bit more laid back in terms of what's going on in Halo. Maybe get some of that community involvement. So Griffball streams normally multiple times a week. So maybe there's a feature on there where they post something about the GGL finals are being done so that they're going to post something up about that and have that be part of the experience. Because one of the things that they did mention is there's going to be community content made for this channel, whether it be supplied by the community or it's just out there for the community to consume and kind of digest that way. I think a little more detail on that's going to be coming later down the line, maybe at PAX or another convention.
Did they put a launch date on the Halo channel?
It comes out with the Master Chief Collection.
Okay, so
I thought it was beforehand.
Nope, comes out on November 11th.
Okay.
Well, you know, thinking back to the original Waypoint app for the 360, it was more than just videos, right? Like there was, you know, it wasn't very good, but there was like stats and things like that.
Yeah, you could track like your ranking and achievements across all the Halos.
Yeah, and they had a bunch of like tiered stuff that I never really quite understood, but I know it was there. I'd like to see them really like get some, I hate to say, like Bungie level stats, but something like that, like make that the new home for all your stats as well. You know, maybe something you could, I'm blanking on the name, where you, snap it. Yeah, where you can snap it to your side bar or whatever. I don't know.
That'd be pretty cool.
It looks like they're kind of going away from that with this, though. It looks like this is supposed to be more of a media experience than necessarily a stats or personalized experience in that matter. I personally like to see something that's a little more how Bungie did it with the Halo 2 and the Halo 3 stats, where you went to the website and it was really extensive and you could really drill down into it. And no offense to the people that made the current Waypoint experience for the stats, but that thing is hard to use, especially since it's Silverlight powered.
Yeah.
It's like, give us something simple, something that just works, HTML5 or whatever, something that we can go and simply view our stats, not have this nice, pretty interface. That was kind of one a crutch or just kind of one downside I think a lot of people had with Halo is that the menus and all that stat stuff, it was made to look too pretty when it just needed to be functional.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Dude, Halo 4, trying to find your stats through the waypoint, like sight, is pretty brutal. I end up just using quick CSR all the time to check like my ranking in each playlist because I don't want to go and sit there and load everything and it spins a little and you have to like slide it, you know?
Well, even then, if you wanted to go and view actual stats, because I know for Griffball, they had an issue for a while where they really couldn't retrieve stats in a very repetitive manner where you could go in and actually pull out game links. There was a really odd method of you had to like do right-clicking on something or go to a certain thing and then copy the URL and paste it back in to actually get the game ID, or you had to go and manually record down and have people parody and make sure that people were matching up the scores and all that stuff. It was just the implementation of it was not very good for Halo 4.
Yeah. Like if you want to go to see a specific match details, when you click on the match in your recent game history, it does not give you that URL still. You have to click like on the social media icons and like choose to email it to a friend, and then it would show like the actual game link. Then you can like copy, and that's how you get it. It's, you have to use the social media links, and that's just an extra step people really don't want to take or even know about.
Yeah. And you shouldn't have to know about either.
Yeah, you should not. Mm-mm.
The other thing I would like to see them do for stats, I know we're kind of getting off topic a little bit, is do something along the lines of implementing an API that people can go and consume the data, because there's been plenty of big projects out there where people have gone and used that valuable data. There's been Halo Tracker, Griffball used some of those APIs whenever that they were available for Halo 3 and Halo Reach. There was Halo Junkies.
Halo Charts back in the day.
Halo Charts. There's a lot of sites that would go in and use those APIs. It might not be a hugely visible use, but there were communities that would utilize those kinds of services.
Yeah.
I don't think Halo Channel is going to be something where it's going to be a central home for your stats. I think that's going to be something that Halo Waypoint, or if they come out with some other service or website to maintain the stats, would be covering. I would like to see some kind of Bungie-ish stats where you do just go to the website and you have all your stats there. It's easily searchable, easily navigatable without Silverlight, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know there's a way to get some of the stats now with Halo 4, because I've got a few stats apps on my phone, and they're actually pretty good. I mean, it's worlds better than trying to use the web interface to get your stats. But
I think some of those are screen scrapes, or not necessarily screen scrapes, but scraping the HTML code that gets generated whenever you go through the functionality in Waypoint. So there are, I think there are JSON calls that are made. So I think they just pull out the JSON code and basically just execute that within their own thing, basically removing the whole Silverlight overlay and just hitting queries against the URLs directly. I think that's how they're working some of those things.
I'll tell you what, if they're having to do that, you know, like holding everything together with like scotch tape and gum, and it's still a better experience than the native one, just saying.
I'm not saying that it's not a good thing.
No, I'm saying like I wish. Yeah, no, I'm just saying like if that's what they're having to do, then it's crazy that they're having to do that and it's still a better experience than using the stats that we currently have access to. You know, using the Silverlight interface.
Right.
Because I would be more interested in that than something like this Halo channel if stats aren't going to be integrated into it. Because I think over, you know, in the long term, that would be more, it would be more beneficial to me. I think it would be more beneficial to, you know, all of us here, not just us on the call or whatever, but people listening, because I mean, if you're listening, you're a big fan, big Halo fan, and what Halo fan doesn't like them some stats?
Yeah, I like me some stats.
It was always one of the things I used to argue over COD. You know, it's like, dude, I have stats right here. I can view my history. I can show it off to friends.
Like, yeah,
it was incredible to have that back in like Halo 3 and even Halo 2. You could do the links to the web pages of each game, and it was always so cool. I love that, and I miss like being able to send people just like the report.
Yeah.
Something I wanted to talk about real quick before we get too far away from it was going back to the Twitch stream on the all that.
Uh-huh.
Something that would be pretty cool to see is maybe them, if they do community day with a whole bunch of people, maybe once or twice.
Bring back maybe hump every 2 days.
Or something like that, but do a stream with people watching, you know, community people that are wanting to see them actually play, put that on the Halo channel itself. That way they have a little bit more interactivity. You know, if someone looks at the stream that's going up or whatever, they can see that. That's something that people I've talked to, they said that they wanted to see. You know, if I was playing with Bravo or BS Angel, whoever was playing at the time, I got to see it. I knew what was going on, but the only thing that they could see was just the Twitter feed.
So there have been the game nights that they've done for the matchmaking updates. They've had those Monday night streams, and that's been a pretty good branch. Yeah, that's been a pretty good branch out of what they've been trying to do. I think that needs to be expanded a little more and actually do something. Because it is good to just have them get out there and play with the community. But the video portion of it, they rake in quite a few viewers, like on the range of thousands whenever they do those things. And they should take full advantage of that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, with this, you could... They could take advantage of that. You go and people are saying, oh, what's going on? Oh, they're having a community. Let's see if who's on, who's they playing, all that stuff. So it'd be pretty interesting to see.
Definitely. I think we covered all the stuff for the Halo channel. Just kind of going through my notes here. We kind of touched on it a little bit. We didn't go into too much detail, but there are going to be rewards for you doing certain things in the Halo channel. Things that will be unlockable within the Master Chief Collection and within Halo 5. And it looks like there's going to be some Intel-related type of things that are going to be unlocked as well. So lots of different opportunities for you to kind of unlock different things.
Yeah, I saw someone got a skull unlocked when they were showing it off. And it was like double health for hunters, and they got triple strength, or like vice versa.
It was triple strength.
Something like that, yeah.
Double damage.
Okay. Yeah, it's crazy.
So that's pretty much the Halo channel. I'm kind of excited to see what it's going to be. Of course, it's going to be the home for Halo Nightfall whenever it comes out, so everyone's going to be using the channel for that. The only thing, again, that I have a concern about is what's going to keep people to come back to it over and over again.
Sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I have a feeling the Steven Spielberg thing is probably going to be coming out through that as well. It'll probably be featured on there, the TV show, so that'll be regular content, but what's going to be that intermediary between Nightfall and the Spielberg show whenever it comes out, other than live streams, of course.
So, I'm just really happy that we're getting something on mobile. That way, if you're, like you guys were saying earlier, if you were out, you can see what everything's up to or everybody's up to.
You're getting something on mobile.
Yeah. Well, we're all happy for you.
Well, no. I mean, like, I'm sure people that are running Windows 8 on their PCs, if they're like maybe on a trip or something of that sort, they could look it up. You know, it's not just strictly on Windows Phone. I mean, granted, there's a lot of Windows users out there for Windows Phone, but I'm saying if everybody's using PC on Windows 8 or 8.1, I don't know. It's just something that I'm going to enjoy.
So did they come out and say that with the whole Halo Nightfall thing, whenever you, because that comes with Master Chief Collection, obviously, is that how you gain access to it? Like, that's how you watch it? It's going to be on the Halo channel?
That's what I would think.
Does that releases the same day, right?
Right. And it seems like just how they presented it, that's where the presentation is going to be, because they showed off the encyclopedia, they showed off the whole unlocking rewards just by watching videos. I mean, it was a prominent thing in the video, was Halo Nightfall in Halo channel.
Well, something that I'd want to bring up real quick is that they said Nightfall is only with people that get the Master Chief Collection, right? So is there going to be a download code that goes on to the Halo channel? Is that how you think that would work?
And with Reach, I know it was the Legendary Edition. I don't know about the Limited Edition. But there was one of the things with the Legendary Edition was the commentary for Halo Reach, and you put in a code or something, and it gave you access to the Halo Reach commentary through Waypoint on the Xbox.
Right.
Do I have that right?
Yeah, you do.
Am I remembering that correctly? Yeah.
I think it was part of the limited too.
Was it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
That'd be cool because I'd want everyone to be able to download that the Halo channel, even if they couldn't buy Master Chief Collection off launch, you know, if they could still download Halo channel and not watch Nightfall, but could tune into people's streams and watch the top five, that would be incredible.
I'm sure that's how it'll be. Yeah.
I would certainly hope so.
Well, the app is free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It'll be free to everybody. No worries there, thankfully. So everyone's going to be able to watch pretty much Nightfall. It's not restricted to anything as well. Actually, no, because it's supposed to come with the Master Chief Collection. So I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a code.
Like, yeah. Then Nightfall will probably have a code for you to watch it through the channel.
So I wonder if Fortnite of Dawn, how they're going to do that. Because there's no code for that one.
Free. That's probably going to be long free. Enough, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I would assume that the Halo Reach commentary would, anybody hopefully should be able to watch that if they wanted.
It's probably up on YouTube somewhere.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But
just saying.
Yeah, that's, oh boy.
So that's the Halo channel.
I wish they would. I wish they did give you a download code for Nightfall. And I know they did something similar. And by similar, I mean they didn't give a download code for Forward Unto Dawn. Because I remember going to Houston for a few days and I was wanting to watch that while I was down there and realized that I had to there was no way to download it. So I had to watch it. And super pixelated, like it was hard to make out what was going out on.
Well, it was on Machinima.
Yeah, well, they aired it on Machinima, and then when you actually bought Halo 4 and got the copy of it, it said it comes with a copy of Forward Unto Dawn.
It wasn't a hard copy. Correct. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
it was not what people expected.
Yeah,
wasn't what I was expecting. I tried to watch it.
I mean,
but yeah. Oh well, you know,
they were trying to get more people onto Halo Waypoint is what I think they were going after. You know, maybe if they're going on Halo Waypoint to watch Forward Unto Dawn, they'll look through and see what else they can find on Waypoint itself.
Yeah, yeah,
pretty much.
It just would have been easier for me, and that's all I'm really interested in.
So the next thing on the docket, because that kind of pretty much wraps up the Halo channel, is the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta. We already knew that coming. We already knew that it was going to be dedicated server, 60 frames per second, 1080p. What we didn't know, though, which was a lot more details than we have ever had for this, is it's going to feature 11 different weapons, 7 maps, 3 different modes, 7 customizable armor sets, and it's going to be heavily focused on 4v4 arena gameplay. So really focusing on the competitive side of Halo multiplayer.
Exactly what I expect, right?
Yeah, because that's the bread and butter pretty much for Halo. That's where Halo competition really lies, is that 4v4 community. You have MLG, that was Halo for a good 7-8 years, and that was 4v4, and then AGL picked it up that way, and that's a lot of team competitive Halo is 4v4. So you really want to nail that experience. So that's what's going to be coming for the beta.
I've got a good feeling about this.
Oh, yeah. Something that I picked up real quick was the fact that they're saying that both teams were evenly balanced.
Yeah, so they mentioned something, Quindo Hoyo, in the video that they presented for this announcement, something called Fair Start, where it's everyone has the exact same loadout, so loadouts are still going to be available in Halo 5, it seems. Whether or not it's restricted to only Arena, or if there's going to be certain playlists, maybe ranked playlists versus social playlists or something like that, we'll have to see whenever the game comes out. But there is this thing that is going to be for all the Arena experiences that you're going to get in the multiplayer beta, and that's Fair Start, where everyone has the same loadout no matter what team you're on. Which is just kind of classic Halo. That's how you played Halo back in Halo 2 and Halo 3. That's just what people are familiar with. So it seems like they're kind of doing two things here. They're catering to the competitive community that want that classic Halo experience, But they're leaving that option in there for customizability whenever the final game comes out and you want to do stuff with loadouts for custom games or social games.
Exactly.
Yeah, the more options, the better. If they got completely got rid of loadouts, I would have been complaining, and I consider myself pretty competitive, but I'd still be upset, you know? I'm a fan of having options. And like you said, for like custom games especially, if you get rid of loadouts, that could ruin a few custom games that have been made.
I mean, the one thing I can see them getting rid of is just different things like fast reload or different things that would make the multiplayer a little bit off. That way, maybe one person has a little bit more of an advantage, like a quick shield. I don't remember all of them, but maybe just give them a customizable for weapons, just single weapons instead of anything else, like grenades.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the perks.
Yeah, just get rid of those and just keep in the weapons for loadouts, mm-hmm. and that'd be fine. I mean, you wouldn't have... Granted, there's still going to be people out there that don't like it, but it's better than what we've seen in Halo 4.
Definitely.
It's not the...
Yeah, I like how in Halo 4, like, every weapon has its place, essentially, you know? Like, the AR in Halo 4 is actually a, you know, a weapon that, you know, whether you believe or not, quote unquote, in the AR, you know, like, it, you know, bottom line is it has its place in that game. Whereas with all the older Halo games, it was like the thing that you had to try to get rid of as soon as possible. I like having every weapon have its own, you know, specific role in the game.
And a couple of people in the chat right now, there's, if you're over in the live stream, hello, there's a lot of discussion between the social and ranked being split off again. And that's something that a lot of people have been talking about on Twitter, Facebook, pretty much anywhere you see Halo going, is there needs to be that split where you have your ranked, you have your highly competitive playlist, and then you have your social playlist for people to kind of go in and just have a good time with friends or be someplace that you can just chill.
Yeah.
Even, yeah, I would much rather have ranked and social because I can't play Halo 4 without risking losing any of my ranks. And I've got a 50 in every playlist now. So if I want to play with friends, it's like, let me hop on a different account. Yeah. I don't want to risk it. I don't want to have to try all the time.
Yeah. And see, that's something that a lot of people have, like you said before, they have a problem with. I mean, if you look at my KD, it's not great because some of the stuff that I'm competitive with, I do very well in. Like Rumble Pit, I usually come in first and second place all the time with a positive KD. And then you go into different things like Flood or different things like that, and then you get the death toll more than your kill count, it's going to negative things out. And that's not something that people are going to want to show other people. You know, granted, people are going to have a better skill and different things that are going to make it look better, but it's not, like you said before, people are going to want to have a different between just messing around and actually being competitive.
Right. That split just needs to come back. A lot of people want that back. A lot of people want a lot of the stuff that they've actually implemented already for a lot of the stuff coming back, and one of them being the fair start where you do have equal loadouts across the board.
Yeah.
That was like one of the biggest complaints with Halo 4, and I'm glad to see that they're seriously considering it, you know?
Definitely. It's one of those big things that it's been a pretty big heartache for the community, and the fact that they're listening so much to what the community is looking for right now in Halo and what defines Halo from a community perspective. It's really good and really, for lack of a better word, comforting to see the response that 343 has given to the community. It's just simply amazing with all the stuff that they've done for us so far. And just with all the announcements, because Halo hype is through the roof. It's been going up and up and up since the big announcement at E3. Just insane crazy stuff that just every convention that they are showing stuff off, it just gets better and better and better. It's a great time to be a Halo fan. I would not be happier anywhere else.
That phrase is something that's been going around a lot, and I can't like stress that phrase enough. Like, it really is. You know, the amount of hype, like, I've seen people say that the hype is down. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, if you're a Halo fan and you're dedicated to this game, you should be experiencing a lot of different things right now.
Wait. You wanted to dive in a little bit to those experiences?
Nah. That's another time. I'll leave it out this time.
Okay. Yeah, I
think you're working on video, right?
No, thankfully. Mm.
So out of the little details that we got, we also have a glimpse at two of the maps that are going to come with the multiplayer beta. One of which is Midship, or it's a reimagining of Midship. So we actually got confirmation of this by Vic DeLeon, who's one of the designers over there at 343. And he basically came over on Twitter and said, this is something that is a resemblance of Midship, which is pretty cool. Wasn't expecting that to be coming out, because Midships has been one that's come, that's been made over and over and over again. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's something that I would have thought we would have seen something new on this time around. It's not bad nonetheless. The design of the map is really, really detailed. I'm surprised
it looks really good.
Like, it's very different. It's very Forerunner Cross Covenant, but it just looks awesome.
It really does. And the thing, I don't know what that big spiral thing was up top. I can't recall.
I think it's
what
just
that
a
was.
Halo of a solar system or something.
It's got like the halo flying around.
It's whatever it is that like caught my attention really quick. Like when I was like watching that for the first time, I was like, what is that? Like, what am I looking at? Like, this is something that looks absolutely gorgeous. Like I recognized it as Midship.
I think a lot of people did,
but they took such a new direction with it. Like just a different, like it doesn't look purple anymore. It's blue. I'm colorblind. So it looked blue to me.
There's some purple bits.
I think it depends on the color calibration of your monitor. But yeah. True. And you know, the map is like real dark in some places and then really bright in others. So yeah. It's kind of hard to tell exactly what, if it's blue or purple or whatever.
It's like
it looks real smoky, kind of.
Yeah, it does.
Like it kind of gives it a little bit of a, like an eerie type of feeling.
Yeah, I think.
Almost like it's living, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, it kind of reminds me of Assembly. Assembly is supposed to be based in a factory that makes like those worms for the hunter. And it's supposed to be kind of alive. So
it's
pretty cool.
It's really cool to think, though, that we're going to be seeing more Sangheili structures. It's not Forerunner. Like, I'm liking that. I like the Covenant structures. Like, I like the way that looks. Granted, I like the Forerunner stuff, but this is something that I'm really looking forward to, and I'm glad that I'm seeing this in a brief glimpse of what we're going to see this December.
Whenever a new Halo game comes out and they, you know, show the inevitable, you know, first, like, real screenshots of, maps or weapons or whatever, where the maps are concerned, have they ever, like, showed off, like, a remake before like this?
I don't think so.
Because it always seems like the way I'm remembering it, they always show, like, maybe screenshots of, like, maybe two maps that you've never seen before. And I think it's a really, really cool idea to have one of the maps that they kind of show off first being a remake of a map that, most Halo fans know fairly well.
It has a little differences. It's not exactly like Midship, which is good.
Yeah.
It's going to have a lot of similar play styles, though. So it would be interesting to see the different flows of the map, how it relates to... Because there's a little bit of... I can see a little bit of Zealot in here, too.
Yeah, I mean, Zealot was, kind of somewhat similar, but it was definitely made with, like, the same...
It's reimagined.
Right, and this is a reimagining of Midship, pretty much.
Yeah. Which,
they're all sort of connected.
Yeah, either way, I can't wait to play on the map. Like, I'm probably going to get killed a lot by just looking around, just seeing what's going on.
I like to see the pretty Halo in the background, too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice there was shields up on top middle, though? Like, where it's got the little props, like, there's, like, four little kind of barricades on the corners of the top middle thing. It's got, like, shield extenders on it in one of the pictures. so it goes wider. I'm thinking that might be because they're like a dynamic aspect. You know how Halo 2 Anniversary, they're trying to do something dynamic on all the maps?
Yeah.
Thinking they might try and do that for Halo 5 too.
That'd be cool. If you see something that's environment interactions, I would love to see those back in Halo. I missed those from Halo 2.
That's I really miss that.
I miss the thing in Zanzibar when you can hit the bridge down. Mm-hmm. Like Halo 3, that was awesome.
Yeah, there's the bridge in Zanzibar, the door for high ground in Halo 3, Relic in Halo 2, you have to go turn on the teleporter in their base before you can start getting in there.
The train on Terminal.
The terminal train.
I want that map everybody so wants, much.
I know. I really hope
I hope Terminal's the sixth, the remake, because the fifth is going to be Lockout. There's no way the fifth isn't going to be
Lockout. They've already teased Lockout.
I mean, all this. Yeah, they teased it too much. Like, you can basically say that's the next one, but we haven't seen anything for the sixth, and I'm praying it's either Terminal or, for me, Wetwork. Like, sure. I really want to see Wetwork in there.
I had some good times on Wetwork.
There's lots of good maps from Halo 2, though.
Yeah.
That's the one game for if you had to pick the game with the best multiplayer maps, that would be the game I'll go for, because I have good memories on just about every single map from Halo 2.
Ooh, Colossus, dude.
Oh, man. Oh.
I'd be so down to see Colossus.
I was never a big Colossus fan, actually.
Ugh. Dude, every single game was neck and neck when I played Colossus.
Flag bouncing.
It was so cool.
On the freaking conveyor belts.
The big lift.
The conveyor belts. Could you just bounce it down there?
And sometimes they got the exploding barrels. Sometimes it's not.
Another one that would be really cool to see is Backwash. Or am I saying that right?
Yeah, it's Backwash.
Yeah, Backwash.
I didn't like it. As a playable map, but it was interesting.
Flood map.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a cool infection map.
It'd be interesting to look at. Like, that's just one thing. Like, aesthetic stuff, like stuff to look at, is just something that I'm huge in. A lot of people don't really care. They just want to see the map of how it could play. But I don't know, man. The Halo 2 Anniversary is looking really good. And I can't wait to see it on my TV, just playing it.
Containment is another favorite of mine.
The big snow one.
Yeah,
it's really good.
With the big doors from the outside, and then you go to the teleporter and it would drop you off right above the door switch.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about the big doors on the side.
Yeah.
Where you ramp up out of your
base.
Or you
take the tank up the ramp. And just fall on the other side. Yeah, lots of good memories on there. And then Turf was the big one for like Slayer and one side of CTF.
Gosh, that's got to be hard, picking the maps to remake.
For them to choose, yeah.
Yeah, like that's got to be like to me, I couldn't do it. Like there's too many maps that I would want to see. Be like, oh, but this one's this. Oh, I had this memory on this one. You know, it's just the thought process would be endless. They'd probably fire me. Be like, we need to do this one and this one and this one.
Oh. I think everyone would want every map if possible, but that's just not going to happen. I think one map, I guess, that wouldn't be as big of a want for me would be Elongation. That one's like a more mellow map.
I was thinking about that.
I mean, it's a good map.
I'm not the biggest
but
fan.
It's not one that you would normally pick out of all the good maps from Halo 2.
Was it Longest in Halo 1, it was called? Yeah, no, it was better in Halo 1, if you ask me.
I'm trying to think of the map name for Halo 2. There's a lot, but the Forerunner structure, like that on that island type deal.
Relic. Yeah, we mentioned that one already.
I would love to see that remade, though. Yeah, it would look so cool. That one big, towering, beautiful structure.
Ivory Tower.
Yeah.
It was in Reach, and it looked pretty good.
Yeah, it was
Reach,
a pretty one in Reach. So anyways, we're kind of getting off topic a little bit. Of the weapons, though, they actually in the video showed off six of the weapons that are going to be playable in the beta. One is an AR, one's a BR, one's a DMR, one is a sniper rifle, one's an SMG, and then there's another one that kind of looks like an RPG to me. It's not exactly a rocket launcher.
Yeah, I don't
it's like a Stinger.
Yeah, it's not exactly something you would kind of think right offhand of what a rocket launcher would be. Because the rocket launcher for Halo has been really consistent all the way through all the games. So to change it now would just not make sense. So I'm thinking some kind of RPG.
Maybe this one has like tracking.
Yeah, an anti-air vehicle or anti-vehicle weapon.
And maybe the other one's anti-personnel. I don't know.
What about a different version of like the sticky debt?
Yeah, that's too big though.
It's a huge. It's like a full on.
It's a full tube. Around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think it's. I don't know. My gut reaction says RPG. It's definitely not a rocket launcher, but.
Yeah, but how would you differentiate the two?
So, for me, looking just at old military stuff, it looks like an old military RPG. If you go to some of the other games like Call of Duty or Battlefield, it looks like an RPG tube.
Yeah, but those are kind of like their equivalent to the rockets in Halo. I mean, you know, the cool thing about Halo, obviously, is, or not so cool, depending on how you look at it. Maybe if you're a COD fan, but you know, there's not several different types of ARs, right? There's like one, you know.
Well, in Halo 4, we got a couple. We got three. You got the storm rifle
and suppressor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair point. But all I was trying to say is, you know, where most other games have like tons of different versions of like the same classification of weapon, Halo just has like one basic one. And personally, I like that. But like, okay, so if you had an RPG type of weapon and you fire it at a guy, is it one shot, one kill? Probably. Right? Like,
mm-hmm. I would think so.
So are the rockets. Like, where's the differentiation? Or where? Yeah. I mean, we're obviously speculating, right?
Like, yeah, that's why I said if there's going to be like any difference, it would have to be like one's anti-personnel and one's anti-vehicle, if you ask me, just off pure speculation.
Right. I'm just glad that the SMG is back. You know, we're going to play it in the Master Chief Collection, but that's my gun. Like, I love the SMG.
SMG for me wasn't that big a thing.
It looks strong in the anniversary.
It kind of does.
The single one was doing work.
Something that someone brought up is they said that they're not bringing dual wielding back, but SMG is something you could have dual wield.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Quinn tweeted out there's no dual wielding, I think, or it was answered in the Comic-Con panel. That's where it was, that there was no dual wielding in Halo 5. But since they do have the SMG, you've got to wonder how strong is that SMG going to be in Halo 5 now?
Because it has to balance out with the rest of the sandbox for Halo. So definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe it just becomes the new, what's the Forerunner assault rifle?
The suppressor?
Suppressor, yeah.
Suppressor was weak.
Well, no, I mean, but filling that type of role where you have to be a little bit, you know, you have to be closer than you would normally have to than, you know, with like an AR, but it shoots faster than an AR. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the rate of fire.
No, I definitely agree with that. Another interesting thing that I found interesting was the specific number of 7 customizable armor sets. So this wasn't like 7 customizable armor pieces. So I'm guessing that means you can customize 7 different pieces of your armor, so like chest plate, arms, legs, visor, all that stuff. Because had how many in Halo 4? We had
your forearms, your leg,
chest, visor color,
shoulders,
helmet, visor. Shoulders.
And I think that might be a stance.
Yeah, that's not really an armor set.
That's not armor,
Something that I did notice, though, they had 2 Halo 4 helmets in there.
I did notice that. The Commando helmet.
Yeah, I seen the Commando helmet. And the... I can never remember the other one's name. The square box-looking one.
Oh, the EOD?
Yeah, I think.
I think that's what it's called. The one that looks like Darth Vader? It was in Halo 3?
No. This one, it looked like a Chinese, like, squinty type. Like, it has, like, the 2, like, I don't really know how to describe it. It's, like, real... well, like, I don't know. It looks like a...
You just said that.
That's how I see it as. No offense to anybody, but it's...
The views of Iobolf do not exactly reflect the views of Potecular.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, I've seen two recognizable things from Halo 4.
Duquesne said in the chat, Defender helmet.
Defender.
Maybe that's it.
He uses it, so yeah, he's...
he's calling you out. One. He's calling you out, Biowolf.
Yeah. What else is new? He always calls me out.
Hashtag blame Biowolf. So, 11 weapons, 7 maps, one of which we just saw was midship and XSplit's acting up, so I can't show you guys the screenshots of the other ones, but they're on Waypoint. But there's another one that's basically...
They're amazing.
Yeah, it's basically the cityscape, and it's really cool. We don't have a name for it, we don't know really what it's based off of yet, but if you guys have seen the screenshots, then you guys have seen this concept art probably already and seen just how pretty this is, really. It's really pretty. It's really well laid out for an arena shooter. There's lots of little rooms and corridors that you can go up. There's lots of different levels and hiding places.
It just looks like a Halo map.
It does.
You know, like it looks great.
And you have everything to differentiate the side. So you have a red side with all the red wall paint and you have the blue side. And then there's a couple of screenshots with the middle showing off where you're going to be really having a lot of the combat, which is the big open spaces with the multiple levels and little walls and separators to hide behind. A really good arena shooter style map.
It looks great.
I love it. I can't wait to play it.
Me too.
Can't wait to play it. I'm going to be grinding the beta so hard.
I'm not going to have sleep.
You might want to watch how you say that.
Unless that's what you mean, then by all means.
You might have issues otherwise, but...
You have to get in line.
Okay. Look at the concept art, too.
All right.
If you look at the concept art, it's really interesting to see just the skybox or the cityscape that you'll be able to see. And they've been touting a lot of whatever you see is real kind of things for a lot of the current gen games, so I have a feeling that a lot of the stuff that we're going to see in games is real stuff. And Halo has a bad knack.
What do you mean real?
Like, it's actual geometry out there, not just 2D images that you see in far off in the distance.
So are you saying you'd be able to, like, go up
if
to
you,
that?
If you could fly out there, then that would be something that was real and 3D. Yeah.
Interesting.
So a lot of the stuff in here for Halo in the past, though, you haven't been able to actually go out and view anything past a really constrained skybox. So I hope they actually, for a lot of the maps that this going to be coming with Halo 5, they lighten up that, at least for the camera a little bit, to where you can go out and really see and appreciate some of the detail that the artist put into these things. Because if you take a look at Halo maps, they're really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, definitely. The Halo 4 DLC, all of those skyboxes are magnificent. Pretty.
Yeah.
But you can't really appreciate them that much because you're confined to stretch a small space in the map, for theater camera. It's one thing to have kill barriers, but it's another thing to completely limit the camera.
One that really captures my attention all the time is when I play on it, which I hate the map, but is Skyline. Skyline's...
Yep. It's got a great...
That was amazing. The Hornet that comes up, that just comes through, it's just awesome. I mean, that every time I sit there and see that thing, I get distracted. Like, I can't concentrate.
You guys seen Landfall? You can see, like, just ships coming and going in the background on the other side of that river. It's really cool.
I love that map.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite landscape.
They put so much detail into these maps, though, and it's hard to appreciate the amount of effort that the artist put into it because there is so much restrictions. But you look at things like Halo 4, it's beautiful.
You're usually busy killing people on the map. So, yeah, not only are you constrained by, you know, what small amount you actually can see, you're usually busy doing something else. But, you know, I think with something like that, the more you play on it, the more detail that you eventually notice. And I know for me, the more appreciation, you know, you have for a map.
Right.
I can tell everyone agrees with me. Yeah.
The emotive
silence. I thought you were going to finish that off with something.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
So you're going to finish your thought there or not? Okay. So out of the three game modes that are going to be here, obviously one's going to be Slayer. Obviously one's going to be CTF. What do you guys think the other game mode's going to be?
I don't know.
Is it returning?
They didn't tell us if it's a new one or an old one.
Well, I'd be willing to bet then there'd be a new one.
I'd like to see like Extraction.
Everyone.
Which is kind of like Assault, you know? It was the Halo 4 version of Assault. Or Ricochet, if they were going to bring a third of any of the game types. If it was a returning game type, I'd like to see one of those too.
I would want to see Oddball. Just straight up Oddball. Like, that was one that I really liked. Or maybe if they don't have CTF or Capture the Flag, maybe Neutral Flag on the... Or not Neutral Flag, Stockpile. Like, that's one that I really like in Reach.
Yeah, where you grab them all and toss them into your spot.
Yeah.
I would think they were... Because this is Arena, because they are focusing a lot more on the competitive stuff, they're going to probably stick with something that's a lot more familiar with people from a competitive standpoint. And Halo does have very well-established competitive game types, like Oddball, like Capture the Flag, like Slayer, like Territories. So...
Like King
of the Hill.
Yeah.
I'm feeling they're probably going to stick to those a little bit more than doing something new and leaving that new experience more towards...
For the game.
Yeah, more for the game, more for... like, if we have some kind of, like, secondary beta once it comes out to do the whole network stress test stuff or to see what other game modes would be out there to iron those out. Because Ricochet, it's kind of like a gem of Halo, but hasn't really been explored too well. Whether that's just because there's not that many people playing Halo 4 anymore, or there's not really support that much for the game because they are focusing on Halo 5, or just not enough people there to really expand and take what Ricochet has to offer and run with it and really expose it to the rest of the community. That could be something that I think will transfer over to Halo 5, but I don't know if it exactly fits in with the traditional competitive Halo crowd.
That they want to focus on for the beta, right, especially.
And a lot of the competitive people have actually been pretty open to the Ricochet game type for being a viable competitive option, because if you take a look at Griffball Hub, they have some very competitive teams over there, and for a while Griffball Hub was kind of a joke for the competitive side, but they get their stuff done. They know how to play Halo for a lot of those guys and gals that are over there.
I would not want to play Griffball against them.
No.
So whether or not that's going to be something that is just the kind of traditional multiplayer game types or something else, I think, at least for me personally, I think CTF and Slayer are going to be two of the three. Whether or not what the third one's going to be, I think we'll have to wait and see.
One that I would really like to see, though, is SWAT. Like, a lot of people don't like it.
That's a variant of Slayer, though.
Well,
yeah, I can see it in the
Slayer playlist.
Yeah, yeah, that's where it'll show up.
That confused me a little bit when they did the presentation for Halo 2 Anniversary during the RTX panels, because they put SWAT as a new game type. But SWAT has always been an alternate off of Slayer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, maybe there's a new way of SWAT, like a new variation of it that we don't know yet. Or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm with Dustin on this one. I thought it was just a variation of Slayer. I didn't know it.
And technically it is. It's just so popular that it can't live inside of the Slayer playlist as, you know, something that comes up every once in a while.
Yeah, like I think on default settings for Halo 4, you got Infinity Slayer, like Free For All, and then you've got SWAT in that same category, I think, underneath all the Slayer variants, or it's in its own entire like section. I can't remember anymore.
Did SWAT make its appearance?
It had a pre-made version on the disc. Sorry.
Oh, no. Did SWAT make its debut with Halo 3? Or was it Halo 2? Because maybe that's what they were talking about.
Debut in what sense?
It was a custom game in Halo 2. It was a custom game, very popular in Halo 2, and then it finally made its way into Halo 3 matchmaking as an actual searchable option, I think.
As a playlist.
Then maybe that's maybe that's what they were talking about then. When they showed SWAT as a new game type or playlist or whatever.
It's always been supported as
at the RTX.
It's always been supported as a playlist because there's not really many SWAT options that you would need outside of the normal Slayer stuff. You just turn off shields, and then if you need anything else different, then you modify that in the Slayer options. I don't see how you could really add too many new features to SWAT to really warrant a separate game type. At least that's just me personally.
It's really just got to be scoring. That's all I can think of. It's like you get kills for a headshot or you don't get points, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For me, though, SWAT was more, I used it more for headshots for just training for regular Slayer. That way I would constantly just go for it. Let's have like body shots. I mean, that's just me, how I am, but that's how I kind of like SWAT.
Yeah, it's your warm-up round. Yeah. Yeah.
Back in Reach, I always used Gruntpocalypse for my warm-ups.
Gruntpocalypse and Grunt Birthday Party Skull?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Man, I did not.
Up to children cheering.
Yes.
Yay! You killed a grunt. Yay!
There's one thing. Yeah, if there's one thing that kids hate, it's grunts.
I love my grunt plushie.
Specifically, their head.
So do I.
They are ugly things.
Especially when you hit their mouthpiece off, like in Halo 2.
Yeah, dude, they got the little teeth.
Vicious things.
Big pointy teeth. Just my Python reference. Thank you. I'll be here all night.
I won't be.
No. Well, the night for today technically only lasts 8 more minutes on the East Coast. So
this is true. Yeah.
What do you think the other 5 weapons are going to be? You think it's going to be Covenant weapons?
I think
that's just what it's going to be.
If something that I kind of hope they don't bring back is like the storm rifle, like bring back the old Covenant weapons, like just I can't think of them right now.
Plasma rifle, pistol.
Plasma rifle. Just like leave those new ones. Just leave them out of it. Like to me, I just don't care for
plasma
them.
Rifle and plasma pistol have been classics.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying no. I'm saying like the storm rifle, the
suppressor.
Like, yeah, like all the new ones. It's like. I don't remember.
Stick with the core. Stick with the beam rifle, the needler, the plasma pistol, the plasma rifle.
Bring back the brute shot. I know that's not.
Dude, are they gonna have it in the Halo 2 anniversary like maps? Is there gonna be the brute shot?
I hope so.
I think
do a remastered brute shot. Yes.
Have that knife at the end of it. That's gonna be amazing.
Like, I was sitting there wondering today. That was one thing in the back of my head. I was like, brute shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, brute shot, for me, was, like, my favorite weapon out of all the weapons in the Halo franchise. Like, I love the brute shot. Just the way it looks. Like, it looks so, like, a beast of a gun. Yeah, like, you sit there, you get hit with that thing, you know you're going to get, you're, like, slit. You have a knife at the end of it.
Yeah. But I was going to say, they didn't show off a shotgun at all.
No.
For the Guardians beta, and I'm thinking they gotta have a shotgun. It's always been in Halo, so I'm probably gonna say a shotgun's definitely one of those.
Now, additions. Do you think we'll see any Forerunner weapons return?
I hope so, man. I love my light rifle.
You're a light rifle guy?
Yeah.
What is it about the light rifle?
The versatility, dude. Being able to use it at such a long range and still have a viable option at close range is incredible. It's got the fastest kill time if you do it right out of any of the starting weapons.
Yeah, you can keep them. I'm good. The only one I can honestly say that I would want to see return is just the scattershot. That's it.
Oh! The worst one.
That's the only one I want to see return. It might
like
be
to see Ensign, though. That one was very
oh my
cool
gosh,
looking.
That thing was so overpowered.
And the bolt
still,
shot.
It looks so cool.
It looks cool, but you just shoot too. Around somebody, and then you know they're going to die. It's not. It doesn't take the precision of a fuel rod cannon or a rocket launcher. You just
it did like a quadra helix like kind of thing, and then exploded, and more came out. It was brilliant.
No.
Obviously, it's a power weapon. It's supposed to be strong,
that,
you know?
Yeah, but that thing was a little too strong. Like, if you shoot, and it, like, unless you're a horrible shot, if you shoot, you know you're going to kill somebody or two if they're close enough.
You've never seen me use it.
I'm talking from my perspective. I mean,
if MLG was all about sucking, you guys would be interviewing me right now while they're inducting me into the MLG Hall of Fame. Because I am that bad.
Yeah, I mean, another one that I've seen people like is just the bolt shot. That thing.
Oh my!
Like,
gosh.
Am I the only one that thinks that thing was way too, not just overpowered, but it was way too overused?
Yep,
it's like, wrong.
Shotgun
in your pocket.
I used
pocket
shotty.
Whatever. That thing.
It was more powerful horrible. Than the. The Halo 3, the Mauler. It was more powerful than that thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you could spawn with it. That was
the big thing. Yeah, it would be okay if it was a pickup weapon, but a lot of the stuff that was broken in Halo 4, or seemed to be broken in Halo 4, was the fact that you could get in the loadout setting, and that was one of the things why vehicles weren't as powerful either, because you had...
Plasma pistol.
Yeah, you would spawn a plasma pistol in your back pocket, or you'd be able to spawn with plasma grenades. And one of the things for Halo 2 and Halo 3 is vehicles were scary. You had to be wary of vehicles. Yeah. And you had to control the weapons on the map to make sure that you could counterbalance those vehicles. But then when you can spawn with a plasma pistol in your back pocket, it turns those vehicles from armored pieces of military hardware to pieces of cardboard and paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not to mention, if you call in an ordnance, like, you could grab a incineration cannon and it'd be game over. Like, granted, you could. There's a chance on that, but if someone does get it, it's
lose your vehicle because he got a lucky draw.
Yeah, I mean, you could have just like the thing literally could have just spawned. I can't tell you enough. Like, I just spawned with maybe the Banshee or the Goshawk. Soon as I get in the thing, an incineration cannon comes in and just wipes us out, like just like that. And it's, I don't know, that is something that they. Really should. I hope they fix.
Yes, please. Grim, if you're still in here, I know you have ears.
This is true.
But if you guys didn't know, they tweaked the ordinances. They never really told anyone, but it is dang near impossible to get an actual power weapon in an ordinance. Now you'll just get rail guns or shotguns in like a speed boost as your options at best.
I always accidentally pick that speed boost too.
Yeah, I hit down on the D-pad, but somehow it finagles to the left, and you got a speed boost now.
I hate it. I hate that. Yeah,
but yeah, you're not getting instant cannons in 4v4 Infinity Slayer anymore. They didn't really announce it, but that's something they tweaked a while back now.
Yeah, the thing I usually get is either speed boost, damage boost, sticky detonator, or just some grenades.
Dude, they used to put needlers in. Oh my god!
Yeah,
needler, plasma nades, and speed boosts all the time. My three options.
Yeah, as much as I like damage boost, they need to get rid of it. They really do. They need to get rid of damage boost because I can't tell you the amount of times where you have this one individual with a power weapon. Like, they don't even necessarily have to be good with it, and like a sniper, you shot once and you're done. Like, I don't know.
They need to bring back custom and active and overshield. Active camo and overshield. They need to bring those pickup power-ups back.
Yeah. I mean, and bring something, like, put it in the map to where people have to fight over it. You know, not just where, oh, this is convenient. Let me just grab it real quick. You know, it's simplicity.
I'm right there with you with the simplicity thing.
That's one of the beautiful things of Halo, though, is because you do start out with equal weapons. You do start out... For at least like the competitive stuff, it's symmetrical maps, so you know where everything is. And it really just came down to the knowledge of the map and skill. It wasn't anything about luck, which Halo 4 introduced a massive thing of luck, and that throws in a bunch of different wrenches. But having everything...
Well, luck's always had something to do with it.
But it was very small.
But the luck between a needler and an instant cannon can change the game. The luck there is just too much. To discount you know.
It's an imbalance to a balance system.
Oh, you mean
system.
In the ordinances?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well,
I thought you were talking about gameplay in general.
No.
Gotcha.
It's these added features that they put into the Halo 4 experience that really threw off the balance of Halo. And that's one of the reasons, probably a pretty significant reason why a lot of people left, is because you had experience that wasn't quintessentially Halo at its core. You had so many different random variables that it wasn't a leveled experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Halo 4 was a Me Too type of game, or that's what I felt like it was, at least. I mean, I love Halo 4. Don't get me wrong. I was one of those very vocal naysayers before the game came out. But it really won me over, or the multiplayer did. Don't get me started on the campaign. I hate it. But I love the multiplayer. But it is filled with different aspects and different things that were taken from other shooters. And I feel like they didn't, 343 didn't really put, in my opinion, enough of a spin on stuff they did take. It felt like, maybe to put it in another way, they took the wrong things from what, you know, made other shooters quote unquote successful.
Well, and the thing that they tried to do with Halo 4, something that I particularly don't agree with, is they tried to make it to where it would appeal to a wider audience of gamers. They were trying to really cater to gamers in general, not catering to what Halo has been in the past. And there's some other stuff behind
totally
the scenes
agree.
That we've heard about and that we've talked about on the show, but which we're not going to get into. But there's a lot of different things that they've done to help correct that. They've come out and said, yeah, we might have not done it the way we should have done it, but if you guys have seen, and from just all the presentations that we've seen for all the past conventions, they are making a huge change. They're really stepping out for the community and really trying to listen to what people will expect a Halo title to be over their experience of playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the changes to Halo 4 matchmaking, you can definitely see they were like, okay, we did this for launch. And if you play Halo 4 now, it's much different. And it's moved much closer towards that arena 4v4 kind of game that everyone knows and loves.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so much they can do.
Yeah.
With
it. Of course.
But yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It has changed quite a bit from where it was when it first came out.
Right.
No question about it.
Yeah. Huge strides from what the original was. Even still,
yeah,
though.
I know.
Sorry, go ahead.
I know they've danced around. I know that they've kind of like, you know, I've seen stuff where they've kind of somewhat indirectly said, yeah, all right, we kind of made the wrong decisions or whatever. But have they actually like come straight out and just said, look, we effed up, guys, and, you know, we're going to fix it?
Frankie made like a NeoGAF or post or a tweet about it. And like he pretty much apologized. It might have been in an interview, but I know it was Frankie. He pretty much apologized.
Yeah, I was going to say the Halo
Christmas bulletin.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, them coming out basically saying that we're listening to the community and they're going to be changing things is pretty much them saying that we understand what we did.
Yeah.
Well, it's one thing, to say something, but it's another thing to do. And we've been seeing a lot of doing. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think what it's looking like, and obviously we really have yet to see if this is the case, but we have, at least I have no reason to think otherwise, but, you know, I'm glad that the outcome of all this kind of controversy surrounding Halo 4 and what it is, like, I think we are seeing the best possible outcome of it, you know?
Yeah.
343 is kind of, they've learned from their mistake, right? And like, that's all, you know, we'd prefer they didn't make the mistake in the first place, but okay, mistakes happen, fine. No one's perfect, you know, who hasn't made a mistake. But the fact that they're, it appears that they've learned from their mistake, or at the very least, maybe to put it another way, you could say they've learned what doesn't work, and they are not going to make that mistake again. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's much more you could ask from them, quite honestly.
To me, Halo 4, and I still stick by this, to me, Halo 4 was their beta, in my opinion. Like, granted, they were just testing out what they could do. I mean, that was their first game.
Yep.
I mean, they were testing to see what they could do, maybe things that they would want to see that would help it, and the community reacted. You know, that was their first game. They understand what they're going to be able to do for the next one, and them having a beta that early disproves that. Like, they're wanting to see community feedback. Let it be good, let it be bad.
See, I don't know. I mean, I've heard people say that, like, Halo 4 was a beta or whatever. I never really quite understood what people meant when they said that. I still their don't. I mean,
it's their first game that they've made as a, like, their independent game as a studio, you know? They're going to have big mistakes.
It's not a beta, because it is... It's a full-fledged game. It is
a launch, yeah.
Right.
And yeah, exactly. And I think by calling it a beta, it takes away from exactly what happened and the lessons learned from, you know, releasing that. I mean, it's not like they made some, you know, DLC type of, like, here's a standalone multiplayer that's different from regular Halo. Play it if you want, or don't if you don't want to, or whatever. Like, no, they put out a legit game, you know. Like, they had all kinds of you know, crazy advertising. I mean, they put out a legit Halo.
They invested in it, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And to say it was like a beta or whatever, they were just trying stuff out. Like, I feel like if you continue down that road, then it takes away from, you know, the how important it is for them to get this next one right.
Well, that's what I mean, though. I mean, them, I understand that there was a full-fledged game and they put a lot of time into it. But like I said before, like, them doing all this stuff, like, they didn't know how the crowd was going to react. You know, they were making their own game. You know, they weren't going to sit there and take a game that Bungie already made and just completely rewrite. They wanted to do things that they wanted to change to see how people would react to it. And I mean, that's where the whole thing with the beta game comes in for me. But like I said, I understand how they did. They put a lot of time into it. They put a ton of money into it. It's just, to me, their first game was them trying to see where things would go. And that's how I look at it as.
And I see it similarly, where this is their first game. Got to give them a little bit of slack because they are trying to figure out how exactly the Halo universe is going to really fit among people. And you have to really look at what's going on in the bigger scheme of things. And while it is not necessarily the best experience for Halo, it is a fully fledged game that they released. So I think beta is kind of a demeaning notion for Halo in a sense. Because,
yeah,
while it is something that, yeah, they were experimenting with a lot of new things, they were trying some new things to see if they would fit in Halo, it's still a full-fledged game. It's still a game that people went out and bought at $60. It's a final version of an experience. You're buying an experience that you are going to go out and play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't buy betas. They buy final products.
No.
Unless you're buying, like, Google Glass or something.
But, I mean, I don't know. I guess, I mean, I understand where you guys are coming from, but I kind of see it differently. Like, them just trying to do different things with me, it's just, like you said, it was their first time doing it. You know, they're going to try different things, but
I don't exactly agree with the methods they did to try different things, because there was the whole, like, debacle of hiring people that were anti-Halo and whatnot, or some of those other articles that people came out and talked about, which take with a grain of salt, but there's lots of different aspects that you have to take into account. It is a new studio. It is their first game. So for me, giving them a little bit of slack because they need some time to really figure out where the community is. And they've taken feedback very well. And you can tell by having a beta 9 months before the game is scheduled to be released, which is like a milestone for the console side of things. You don't really see that for consoles. You see that for a PC, but Never for console.
No. Yeah. And another thing, a lot of people, like, they kind of just gave up. Like, what they didn't see, they didn't like what they seen the first time around. And it's like, it's their first game. Like you said before, just give them some slack. Like, see what they can do next. I mean, them throwing out the Master Chief Collection is another big deal. People are saying, we want the original experience. You know, we want the Halo 2, the Halo 3 feel. All right, well, let's just see where they go with that. Let's see where people play, you know, Halo 2, Halo 3. You know, if people, they can learn from that experience.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be saying something different if it seemed like they hadn't learned anything from Halo 4. Because with them doing what they did with Halo 4, I feel very conflicted about it. Because on one hand, like, I totally get and understand, like, okay, this is our game now. We're going to make Halo our game. We're not Bungie. We're not going to pretend to be Bungie. We're going to be us, and we're going to do that. Like, I understand that. But also, on the other, you know, on the other side of the coin, it's like, well, what did you expect was going to happen? You know, like, it's great to do what you feel like you should do, you know, and you don't want to feel like you are just basically, like, doing maintenance upgrades and adding new features here and there, you know, into like a Bungie game. But, like, you know, when you change that much, like, what did you really expect? And I don't know, if they haven't been showing that, like, they actually, like, went back to their offices or whatever, turned the lights off, you know, close the blinds and just sit there and just think about, like, what just happened. Like, I don't know. I feel like they really thought about it. They really, someone save me here. I'm rambling.
I mean, I wanted to say something. 343, I did not like Reach at all when Bungie released it. I didn't even buy Reach until a few months in because I disliked the beta so much. Then 343 comes in as soon as they get all the rights to Halo, and they make an unplayable game playable for me. And I love them for that. I managed to play Reach, and I started to sort of enjoy Reach towards the end of its lifetime. And then they released Halo 4, and I was having fun playing Halo again, playing Halo 4. And in Halo 4's lifetime, it's only gotten better, and I've been having more and more fun playing Halo 4. So things have only been going, getting better with 343 managing Halo. So I don't even know what they could be doing in the future, but with their track record so far, it's only good things.
I mean, another thing that people need to keep in mind is that they're Halo fans themselves. They're not these people that are just going to be like, oh, well, let's make something just to get money out of it. No, they care about the game.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not one of these developers out there that'd be like, oh, well, we're going to make what we want to make, and if anybody doesn't like it, they don't have to buy the game. No, they truly care about where the Halo franchise is going to go. They're not going to sit there and just let it crumble to nothing.
So there's a bit of an argument.
That's good.
Yeah, there's a bit of an argument whether or not that was kind of the case for the first time around. But you can definitely tell from the demeanor that they've been putting off going all to these conventions and really getting the community involved that they are seriously taking into consideration what people are feeling about the Master Chief Collection, the Halo 5 Guardians, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's moving in the right direction. We're seeing lots of good stuff come out of the development for 343. We have lots of cool things coming out. We have the Master Chief Collection. We have Nightfall. We have the Halo 5 multiplayer beta 9 months in advance for 3 weeks long, which is a long time for a beta.
Thank you.
Yeah. Destiny was like, what, 3 or 4 days?
Exactly.
Xbox One, yep. On Xbox
July
One.
July 23rd to 27th, I think. Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Tiny.
But can I just say, speaking of the Destiny thing super quick, if anyone knows how to get a hold of a Ghost Edition or a Limited Edition, please let me know.
eBay.
You're going to be one of those suckers,
Any reasonable way of getting a hold of them.
Hey, I got to give him respect. Collecting stuff is just something I like to do, so I can understand where he's coming from.
I think most people in here know my stance on Destiny, so.
Well, no one's perfect, Dusty.
That's everybody's right. Entitled to their own opinions.
I did not like the beta's multiplayer. The story, like the campaign stuff, was chill. Like the world going exploring, that was a lot of fun. But the multiplayer, I don't even want to dive into it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it then.
No.
So, next thing?
Next thing.
What is next?
Next thing is they had a demo of Delta Halo during the live stream, which was pretty cool. They didn't really go back and forth a lot between the old gen and the new gen graphics because they did a lot of that during the Cairo Station demo for E3. But it was pretty cool to see all the new textures for Delta Halo, to see all the greenery, the old kind of ancient structures, all the new updated graphics for all the enemies and stuff. I'm still a fan of the classic sounds for the weapons. The new weapon sounds, just they don't sound right to me.
Yeah, that's something that I kind of picked up on earlier. Like when they started showing stuff, like I was listening real close to see, you know, boy, I wonder how these sound. You know, because they had a different sound compared on Halo 4. Like they actually used machine gun sounds and everything else like that. I was trying to listen real close. It doesn't. I don't know. I don't know if it's new, so I can't tell if it's off. I mean, it's something I'm just going to have to get used to, I guess.
Is that something you'll be able to change the way you were able to change the music in CEA?
For CEA, you weren't able to change the sound effects for any of the weapons. You were stuck with the new.
Yeah, I know that. But I was talking about the music, though. You know, you could switch from the re-recorded music or the original music. Huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They called it remastered, but they went in and totally re-recorded all of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did call it remastered, though.
I'd like to see
slightly
that.
Inaccurate. Yeah. So is it always going to be new sounds, even when you're in the old graphics, did they say?
That's how it was for the CE anniversary, so I'd assume so, yes.
Mm.
And I wasn't actually a big fan of the Halo 4 weapon sounds either. The only one that I thought personally was an improvement was the sniper rifle. The other ones I thought were kind of downgrades for all the weapons.
Even though I didn't like Reach, the Reach sniper rifle had that, like, some meat behind it, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't like the Halo 4 sniper as much as the Reach sniper.
The one thing that I really aggravated me was the gravity hammer.
Sounds so weird.
Dude, it was squish.
It's like that. Like it sounds like someone like flicking a tack or something, like that high pitch, whatever you want to call it. Like Halo 3,
it sounded like you were like moving stuff. You were trashing around with a giant hammer. And Halo 4, you're like swinging around a supersonic screwdriver or something. I don't know.
I mean, that's I don't know where they were trying to go with that, because that, to me, the gravity hammer is something that you want. The name alone, like talks about it. Gravity hammer, you're moving stuff out of the way with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want that, just that high pitched futuristic smack. I don't know. It's weird.
It was a loud like rumble, and you felt like it would shake something in Halo 3, and you'd smack it, you know?
Yeah.
I do miss that.
The assault rifle I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like the assault rifle. That's about the only thing I kind of care for. The BR I didn't actually care for either.
I like the DMR. We're talking about Halo 4, right?
Yeah.
I like the DMR.
DMR was all right.
In Halo 4. It just has that like crack to it.
Yeah.
It just sounds like it's loud. You know what I mean? Like it has that reverb on it that, I don't know. It just sounds like if you were to, you know, leap through your TV and you were actually standing in the Halo universe and you fired a DMR off, it sounds like you would need to have your ears over or your hands over your ears because it's so loud.
Yeah. Another one that I didn't personally care for was the rocket launcher.
No, I didn't. Not for Halo 4.
Yeah. I mean, I can respect where 343 was going to make real sounds, but Halo was kind of known for the way things were, like, sounding-wise. Like, another one that was really aggravating to me was the grenades. I didn't personally care for the grenades either, the way they sounded. Like, the plasma one was all right, but just the regular frag grenade just didn't.
I didn't have a problem with the nades, but the rocket definitely sounded like you were shooting like a water stream at someone. And it almost looked like it, trail, too, with that long trail.
The contrail of the rocket.
Water balloons.
The fuel rod. Was it in reach or what? Or is it in four where it, like, it just sounds like they started with the sound of like someone hitting a ping pong ball?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Is that four or was that
four
reach?
Sounds pretty solid for a fuel rod.
I must be thinking of reach then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The plasma pistol is a pretty big improvement though. Compared to the Halo 3 plasma pistol.
Yes, I would agree with that.
The reach one, actually, I thought.
Yeah, I like the charge, but there's that noise. I don't know.
To me, it's got like a click behind the plasma to it in Halo 4.
Yeah, I guess I was talking about the overcharging it. Like,
yeah, the charge I like.
Yeah, I mean, that thing sounds like, you know, again, if you were to leap through your screen and you were actually holding that thing, you'd be super afraid that it was just going to like blow up in your face because that thing sounded so crazy when you were charging it.
Yeah.
Another thing with the plasma pistol too, since we're on it briefly, isn't it crazy that like out of all the weapons in Halo, that weapon doesn't have any reticle bloom when you're sitting there overcharging it? That thing's like literally shaking in your effing hand and that reticle like doesn't even
move. That's true.
That's a really good thought. I never thought about it. Like, the longer you hold it, not only do you lose some of the charge, like the battery life, but less accurate, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you just make it go faster so it can't track as well the more you charge it up.
That and the shotgun always... Because the shotgun doesn't have bloom on it either.
No.
I'm not crazy, right?
It just has a spread.
The time between the shots is enough where... I don't think you spam a shotgun, really, you know?
Yeah.
What about the needler for you guys? Like, what did you guys, like, the sound that made? Like, to me, I like it better in here. It sounds more of like a crystal or something, like a glass. I don't really know how to describe it. Like, maybe a glass.
That makes sense. Needle crystal. Yeah. That makes sense. I would kind of agree with that for the needler.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like the sound of the older kneelers, but the sound for the Halo 4 kneeler actually makes more sense for what kind of weapon it is.
Yeah.
Because if I'm remembering correctly, correct me if I'm not, but like with the Halo 3 kneeler, like the sound it made was like the needles leaving the weapon.
Yeah.
And then you'd hear the super combine, but with Halo 4, like you said, you could almost hear like the needles like breaking, or you know, they have some like,
yeah, it's got the crystal shattering. Halo 3 did not really have that, and I the first time I really noticed it was actually in Forward Unto Dawn when they're hiding towards the end when they're about to hop in the Warthog. You know, got the needle crystals shattering against the wall. And I thought that was so cool.
I need to go back and watch that. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, going back on topic, the Delta Halo presentation was pretty cool.
We got
just
a little bit.
Just a little bit.
A little off.
It was nice to see all the different enemies and to see the reinforcement of the 60 frames per second and the upgraded graphics. It was interesting to see that they kept the HUD elements the same.
Yeah.
I like that touch.
I'm glad they kept the HUD, yeah.
Will it be this? Well, nah, that's a dumb question. Never mind.
If you guys watched it on like the Xbox Wire site, the media asset page, on like the 60 frames per second, that was smooth.
Yeah, the B-roll was pretty cool.
The B-roll footage was smooth. But like you couldn't really tell on Twitch, you know, watching the live stream. But that B-roll footage was nice.
Indeed it was. Indeed it was. So, let's see. The other thing that they mentioned was there's going to be a ranking system for the Master Chief Collection that's going to be identical to the ranking system that was done in Halo 2. Skill-based ranking system. They didn't say it was exactly the same. They said it would be similar or nearly identical to how Halo 2 did its ranking.
Now, can you guys tell me what made the Halo 2 and Halo 3 ranking systems different?
I'll leave that to Uni.
To be honest, I haven't done too much research into Halo 2's ranking system. Yeah. I just know they're all based off the wins and losses and how, like, the overall ranks of everyone in the game. Like, you'll have, if you beat higher ranked people, you're going to rank up faster, you know, as opposed to if you're the higher ranking team and you beat noobs, you're not really going to get many points to, like, advance your rank.
Yeah.
Beating up on people you're supposed to beat.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I played a lot of Halo 3, but I know. I came in way too late for Halo 2, unfortunately.
I know Halo 2's ranks did not settle in and have that rank locking issue that Halo 3 did. Like, you could lose your rank like that in Halo 2. Whereas Halo 3, the more games you win and lost, like on a 45, say you'd win like 5, lose 5, mm-hmm. and you'd start to be solidified at like that rank of a 45. Yeah. Whereas Halo 2, I don't think they started doing that.
And it was harder to rank up in Halo 2 as well. You were doing good if you got a 20 or 25.
Yeah, I got to like a 34 in hardcore or something. That was my peak. It was like a 13-year-old with no mic back then.
For the voice modulation.
Yeah.
My parents wouldn't even let me have a microphone. I was like, I need it to communicate.
Did all the original Xbox games that you could play on Xbox Live have the voice changing?
No, feature? I don't think so.
Emulator? I don't think so. I think it might have been just Bungie doing that in game.
You think that would show up
in the
Master Chief Collection then?
No.
I don't think so.
That'd be funny, but I doubt it.
It's not going to.
I'm not going to buy it then. I'm not going to buy this thing then. I can't change my voice. What's the point?
I mean, I'm just glad that we're getting some type of competitive multiplayer or, what am I talking about? The, ranking system, like a better ranking system. I mean, Halo 4's was exactly the greatest. People hit 130, what, in weeks?
So that wasn't a skill-based rank though.
Yeah, there was CSR and then there was SR. SR went to 130, which was just EXP and everyone got that was really experience quick. Rank.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're going to have to actually earn this. Like, earn your rank. You're not going to sit there, like, just get a whole bunch of kills to get a bunch of XP and be like, hey, I'm a 130. You got that in a day, kid. Like, no, you actually sit there and have to look and see where, oh, well, I'm rank 50 because I actually earned it. You know, to me, it's a lot better than what we've seen.
Basically, the ranking system needs to be the EXP ranking system of Reach. And then, personally, for me, the skill ranking of Halo 3. Because the way they did it with the tiers was actually, I thought, was pretty ingenious.
Oh, like how you could become a 5-star general or a brigadier general in Halo 3? I loved that.
And then use the Halo 2 or something similar thereof of actually progressing in the skill rank itself. That's what I would like to see personally.
Like in each individual playlist, you mean?
So it seems like they're already kind of set on the whole, you have a specific skill per playlist, but just even taking it outside of that, from an overall perspective, you have your ranks that would still be determined by how well you play, of course, and that would be your skill rank, but then you have your experience rank, which would be how long have you actually played. And I like the Reach one because you did have to play a lot in order to unlock a lot of those armor pieces.
So maybe not necessarily. So what you're saying is, if I'm hearing you right, is the thing by taking the XP or whatever from Reach, you essentially mean like how long it took you to rank up and the fact that there were like names for each rank. Or are you also talking about like how you can earn EXP even if you lose?
Kind of both. So basically take the XP rank of Reach, have that for unlockables for armor pieces, then take the skill ranks of Halo 3, the actual ranks themselves, but then take the skill ranking system of Halo 2.
He's saying to actually judge whether you're a 34 or a 35 should be from Halo 2, but he wants to combine the Halo 3, he wants the Halo 3 system where it combines your social EXP rating with your actual skill-based rating that would be like as harsh as Halo 2's. Mm-hmm. And then, but you wouldn't peak at like, say, that five-star general or brigadier general until you say you have as much EXP as a Reach inheritor.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
I understood it. I just couldn't explain it.
I hope it helped the way I did.
I think it did.
Okay.
What about buying the armor the way you did in Reach? What do y'all think?
I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all.
I like personalization. Like, I like creating my character the way it should. Like, I like the way they did it in Reach. I mean, in Halo 4, they kind of... I don't know. Like, you got it really quick. Like, I like the fact that you had to be a certain rank to get certain armor. And, like, you can show it off once you hit that rank. Like, the Master Chief helmet, the Mark V helmet, was something that I was looking forward to the entire time. And you had to reach that certain rank, and you had to have so
Mark
much...
Mark V or Mark VI?
Or, yeah, Mark VI. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mark VI. But I do wear the Mark V now, which is ironic. But,
Hi, Caboose.
You had to sit there and get... you have to get so much credits to get it, and then when you do, you know, you can show it off. Like, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely like the purchasing with credits and waiting, because there's that anticipation. It adds some kind of replay value of you sitting there and working towards it. And then once you've got it, you're not like, oh, I'm done. I've got this helmet. You're like, okay, now let me go in matchmaking and show off my helmet.
Exactly. Yeah. And another,
maybe
I know,
like, maybe it's like, all right, I got my helmet, but there's those shoulders that I want too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always something that people are going to constantly want. And that still shows today in Reach. I know people that are still trying to get to like Reclaimer to get, I don't know, whatever armor you can get with that, but they're still trying. Like, they're determined to get that before, I don't know what, I mean, it's kind of late to get anything now, in my opinion, but they're still trying to get it.
I hope they have fun.
Yeah.
Have they mentioned what they're going to do in regards to armor for the Master Chief Collection? And by that, I mean, like, they said everything would be unlocked at E3, and then, well, maybe not everything.
They basically said everything.
They basically met, yeah. But I remember in one of the bulletins, they had some questions from the community or whatever. And someone mentioned armor, and they said that they either said they didn't have anything to announce at this time, or
I think it might have been like if he could wear his same armor across all games. And that's, I don't think, is the case.
Yeah, that's a dumb question then, if that's what it was. But
yeah.
Or I think it might have been all your stuff from your previous characters is unlocked in the collection. It was one of those two for you. Like, because if I got Recon, I spent hours on those Vidmasters. I kind of want Recon to be unlocked for me in the Master Chief Collection. I don't want to do Vidmasters again for the Xbox One achievements to get it unlocked, you know?
Well, you wouldn't be able to, because a lot, you know, half of it... half of the Vidmasters are in ODST.
Well, oh yeah, that's right.
But yeah, like one of the things that really kind of whenever I started getting into Halo 3, one of the things that kind of kept me really playing was like trying to unlock all the armor, which I eventually did. But I kind of want to do it again. Like I kind of wish it was locked.
Well, that was one of the.
I kind of geek out over the armor.
So you want a prestige, maybe? Just like relock all the armor and then go through it all over again?
Well, like if I don't know, if the choice was mine, right? Like if they said, okay, you have the final decision, is all the armor unlocked right from the beginning, or is all the armor locked from the beginning? And no matter what you've done in previous Halo games, maybe with the exception of the Recon stuff, But just in general, like you could have it all unlocked or all locked. It's your choice. What is it? I would say, give it to me all locked.
You want to earn it is basically what you're saying. You rather earn it than just have it handed to you. Like that,
yes.
The Recon helmet like when in Halo 3. A lot of people worked for that dang thing, and it was just hand given to some people at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's still something that me and Travis, my co-host on Drunken Halo, we were for the longest time trying to get Recon, and like our problem was just finding people to actually do it. And we finally got through what's the firefight one?
I don't know, but that one takes like 2 hours minimum.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. We finally finished that one though. But yeah, we're still trying to get those vidmasters. But yeah, I'd kind of like all the armor locks personally.
Another thing that people kind of showed off too is that Bungie gave you recon if you didn't have the vidmasters. Like,
yeah, they did it as their last hurrah.
Yeah, like they kind of gave it to people. Like if you had to play.
No, didn't 343 give it to them?
I'm actually saying like you if you played with a Bungie person. I've known people that actually received recon from Bungie employees, like online.
Oh, yeah.
I know that they were giving out recon as kind of, you know, to like members of the community.
Yeah, they did it to some members of the community and Bungie vs. the Worlds.
Yeah.
They did it too. Man, I want that flaming.
The Bungie one?
I don't get that flaming in Halo 3,
the recon.
I'll be a little sad.
Hopefully the thing about the flaming helmet though was if you had the legendary edition of Reach, it came with a flaming helmet, and you try to wear that while you're playing matchmaking, you stick out like the sore thumb ever.
My brother actually won flaming armor in Halo 3. They did that. Mr. Sark did a thing called a Sarkathlon. I don't know if you guys ever watched that.
I know what you're talking about.
Sarkathlon 4. The prize was flaming armor, and my brother ended up no-lifing that for like 2 weeks and ran the fastest route. So he's got the flaming chest piece, and it's called the Bungie chest piece.
Yeah.
And then you swap through the helmets, the normal helmets.
Yeah, it's funny really because a lot of people thought it was a helmet at first.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was an actual just a chest piece that you could use.
Because it was always Bungie employees wearing recon with it too.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh my god, flaming recon. When in reality, it's flaming chest piece with whatever helmet you want.
Yeah. And it was a weird choice too for them to pick the, I believe it was the EOD chest piece.
Yeah.
Like it was just a really odd, odd choice to make that the chest piece there. You'd think they might have gone with just like the default or even like the a recon chest piece, like a special recon one.
It's a really bland chest piece.
Whatever happened to the helmet that was on the teddy bears in Halo Reach? Like, wasn't that a thing?
Oh,
helmet
yeah.
on the teddy bears.
Yeah.
Like, there were teddy
the
bears.
The anniversary.
I forgot what those helmets were.
I don't remember.
They were on all the anniversary maps.
Yeah, like it
I mean, they're
like,
still there. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
what happened to
like,
them?
Yeah, like wasn't that supposed to be a helmet?
Oh yeah,
somewhere?
People were saying it was
like,
supposed
wasn't
to be a new unlockable helmet that they were going to include.
Yeah, I just remember it because I wanted to have it. I like the way that helmet looked.
Okay, I think that pretty much wraps up all the news that we got from Gamescom today. I'm not sure what more they could really say. They're supposed to be doing another stream for me this morning, for everyone else tomorrow.
They're doing a stream
well,
for
no,
you.
Not for me specifically, but
yeah,
literally 4 hours from now, as of this recording, they're going to be doing a stream from the Xbox booth at Gamescom. They're supposed to be kind of expanding on some of the stuff that they talked about today and talk about some new things that they haven't discussed yet either. But after today's presentation, I'm not sure what new stuff they can really talk about right now. I mean, this was a lot of stuff. We talked about for 2.5 hours, for goodness sakes.
They might be showing off even, like, actually showing it.
That could be true, yeah.
Today or yesterday was, like, the announcement.
That's true.
Like, maybe they'll just do the showing off more hands-on of what it can actually do. Hopefully, at least.
Did they mention anything in the press conference about the different versions of the game?
No. But they did show a pre-order option.
They did talk about that. But that was
channel.
More just in general. Xbox is going to be introducing a pre-order and then preloading option for digital games for Xbox, which is great. I've had a lot of people or I've seen a lot of people on Twitter basically kind of complain about how the next gen hasn't really caught up with the whole digital platform yet. And this is one of those things where the whole preloading thing, where it's been done on the PC for a while now, but now that they're actually looking at doing it on the console, I think a lot more people will probably start to lighten up about doing full digital for their library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think digital makes the most sense when you're looking at just the game specifically. Like, obviously there's, you know, when you get up into like the whole special edition versions of games, it can, you know, it's not as clear cut to me, at least. But if I'm not, if a game either doesn't have a special edition or I'm not interested in the special edition of a game, it's got to take like a pretty substantial discount on the physical version of the game for me to not buy it digitally.
Well, I have my limited edition pre-ordered.
Yeah, do they still have any of those available?
I haven't checked, but as far as I know, probably. I don't know. You have to go check.
Games.co.uk.
So that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, I think.
So,
unless anyone has any final comments on the day's happenings at Gamescom.
I think Beowulf
no, he's here.
Left.
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He dropped out for a second.
I'm here. Yeah, oh. I dropped out halfway and then swapped over to my laptop. Because it like connected the call over there.
Lol.
So I just hopped on.
Okay. Because I heard the Skype hang up sound.
Yeah. My bad.
But I think that kind of wraps it up for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff.
Are we going to do another one of these in a few hours?
No. The next one we'll be doing is on Thursday proper. Yeah. We're not doing back to back. I need my sleep.
Yeah.
Dude, waking up at like 5 a.m. is treacherous.
I was planning on doing it, but I wasn't originally planning on doing this podcast in the first place, so I'm just going to sleep in and then address the news in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm debating whether or not to edit this podcast for the night, too, which I probably should, but anyways. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Thank you, Twitch stream, for being such a big support for us tonight. There's lots of good discussions going on in there, from Halo 4 to armor abilities and lots of other crazy stuff going on in the chat room. We had Grim Brother One drop by, who's actually a 343 employee now. For those that didn't know, he got pulled on by them a couple months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago or so. Yep. So huge props to him over there. Hope he's doing well.
Part of their spy division.
To infiltrate the community.
Yep.
Lots.
No one will notice them here.
But lots of good things coming out of Gamescom. We talked about a lot today. Just to recap, there's the announcement of the Halo channel, which is going to be an app coming on the Xbox One and be a companion of some kind for Windows 8.1 for phones, laptops, tablets, all that good stuff. Then there was the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta trailer that was put out there, and we got to see a couple maps, a couple weapons that were going to be included in the experience come December. And then, of course, the show off of Sanctuary, which has been the fourth officially confirmed map for the Halo 2 anniversary multiplayer experience. Then there, of course, was the live gameplay demo for Delta Halo. And then we have the confirmed ranking system, which is nearly identical to Halo 2, to be present for the Master Chief Collection come November this year. Lots of good stuff. I'm excited.
Yes. Once again, great time to be a Halo fan.
So guys, make sure you check out our website, poddeckler.com. We're trying to keep up with some of the news that's going on throughout the week. If it's not up there the same day, I'm posting it out as quickly as I can, scheduling all loud. Make sure you check out our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the good social media stuff. And check out our forums. We actually have some good discussions going on regarding some of the news that came out for today. So head on over there, poddeckler.com/forums. Contribute to the conversations and make sure that you get your voice heard and your opinions heard as well. Make sure you check us out on Thursday nights. That's when we normally record our shows live. We did a special one today because of all the news that came out from Gamescom this morning, but we will be back in the hot seat on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time to talk about the rest of the news that will be coming from Gamescom this week. I want to give a huge shout out to Unishek and Justin for coming on such short notice and being wonderful guest hosts tonight. Thank you guys greatly and appreciate you both.
Well, thank you for having me on. I can't wait for all this.
So exciting.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I've never been on. I don't do podcasts often, but I hope I contributed.
You did well. I believe you did really well. I just want to give a huge shout out again to our live stream audience for being there. We peaked around, I think, 37 tonight, which is fantastic. I really appreciate all you guys coming out here. We hope to see you here again, not just for the big stuff, but hope that you guys stick around and find a little place that you can call home here in our little neck of the woods in the Halo community. You're going to say something, Justin?
Yeah. A little embarrassed now, but you know what? Never mind.
We went through all that trouble.
I'm sorry. God.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You can check out Justin over at DrunkenHaloPodcast.com, or actually DrunkenHalo.com. He's the Drunken Halo Podcast. And then you can check out Unicheck over Halo Reddit and a little bit over at TeamBeyond.net.
Yeah.
So if we don't have it covered, they definitely have it covered when it comes to Halo stuff. So check them out. Yes, I drive the bus, Paul. Speaking of bus, PAX is coming up in pretty much 3 weeks from now. I will be there. Unicheck will be
there.
Unfortunately, Beowulf and Justin will not be there, but it's going to be big party. Looking forward to seeing a lot of friends that I hadn't seen in a while. It's a really good place if you're a Halo fan to go, because that's where 343 is. It's in Washington. It's in the Seattle area, more specifically. It's really fun. If you guys have a chance to go to PAX Prime, I highly suggest it. You'll meet a lot of cool Halo fans there. And with that said, we're going to say goodnight. Again, thank you to everyone on the live stream. Make sure you follow us on Twitch if you haven't done so already. Thank you to everyone who downloads us on the iTunes, Zoom, RSS feed, however you subscribe to our show. And make sure you check out the podcast network. That's podka.st. You can find other game-specific shows like Guardian Radio, which is the Destiny podcast, which Destiny comes out pretty soon, 4 weeks.
Yep.
All right, I'll say what I was going to say, because this is related. Again, if anyone knows where I could get a Guardian or a Ghost edition or a limited edition of either an Xbox One or PS4 version of Destiny, please, on Twitter, at Drunken Halo. Do what?
Oh, boy. So there's that plug. There's that plug. Okay.
I was going to let
you go. But you decided not to. All right.
No.
All right. Sounds good.
I decided not to.
It was a good show.
Very good show, though.
Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you guys next time. Keep on fragging the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer.